们翻开圣经，生命记第六章。
Shall we open up our Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 6?
生命记第六章，第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9.
找到以后我们一起来读。
When we find the verses, please read together.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上，躺下起来都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。我们再翻到以弗所书第六章十七节到十八节。
Shall we also turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 to 18?
找到后，我们也一起来读。
And when we find the verses, let's read together.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们谢谢你的恩典，再次召聚我们到你跟前。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for gathering us before you.
我们的聚集是奉你的名聚集。
We gather under your name.
所以我们求你按照你的应许赐下你的同在。
Lord, we pray that according to your promise, may you grant us your presence.
主持人，我们想到自己的时候，我们都是满有许多的亏欠。
Lord, when we think of ourselves, we are filled with weaknesses.
我们甚至有很多软弱失败。
We even have so much failures and weaknesses.
但是在你宝血底下，你一次再一次都这样接纳我们。
Yet you have accepted us again and again under your blood.
所以我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
我们再次靠着你的宝血，坦然无惧地来到来亲近你。
It is by your precious blood that we can once more come before you boldly.
直到我们今天早上要来看你的话的时候，我们求主你点化我们的心。
Lord, as we are to look at your words this morning, may you kindle our hearts.
求主你把我们心里的所有的掺杂，男主都挪去。
Lord, may you remove all the mixtures and all the obstacles in our hearts.
叫我们的心能够向你的话打开。
So that our hearts are opened up towards your word.
主，以致你能够自由的来高摸讲的口，听的耳朵，翻译的口。
So that you may anoint the lips of the listeners, the speaker, and the translator freely with your spirit.
以致主你的话能够说进我们心里头。
So that your words may be spoken into our hearts.
我们无依无靠的仰望主。
Lord, we trust in you. We have no other rely.
我们求主你捆绑仇敌一切的作为。
And Lord, may you bound the work of the enemy.
以致你来真的能够叫我们经历你丰盛的生命。
So that as you have come, we can experience this abundant life.
以致我们能够结果子荣耀你。
So that we may produce the fruits to glorify you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.今天要继续交通做个与神同行的父母。
Today today we will continue to share Be a Parent Walking with God.
今天我们的题目是借着祷告把主的话教导儿女。
Today our topic is Teach God's Word to your children by prayer.
过去五个月来我们一同交通父母要为神养育儿女。
In the past 5 months, we have been sharing on how parents should raise up their children for the Lord.
这是神给父母一个非常重要和尊荣的使命。
This is a very important and honorable mission that God has bestowed to all the parents.
并且在养育儿女的过程中要学习与神同行。
And during the process of raising up your children, we all need to learn how to walk with God.
我们从生命记第六章第四到第九节看如何养育儿女。
We have been looking from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9 to see how we should raise up our children.
第一，从第四节我们看见神是独一的主。
Firstly, from verse 4 we can see that the Lord our God is one.
他是父母独一的主。
He is the only one God for the parents.
他也是儿女独一的主。
And he is also the only one God for all the children.
第二，从第五节，我们看见父母自己要学习尽心、尽性、尽力爱神。
Secondly, from verses 5, we can see that the parents need to learn to love the Lord with all their heart, all the soul, and all the strength.
也要用主的爱去爱身边的配偶。
And also to love their spouses with the Lord's love.
这样才能吸引儿女去爱神。跟从神。
And in this way, they can attract their children to love the Lord and follow God.
第三，从第六节，我们看见父母要把主的话存放在心上。
And thirdly, from verse 6, we can see that the parents are to store God's word into their heart.
不单只认识圣经客观的真理，也要个人经历圣经的真理。
They are not to just know about the subjective truth in the Bible, but also they need to experience these truths.
不单只有 Logos, 也要有 Rhema.
They need not only to have the Logos, but also Rhema.
不单知道神已经借着圣经说过的话 the said word of God.
They are not to only know the said word of God.
也要经历神今天借着圣灵再一次向你我说的话。
But they also to experienceThe word in their life, God's word that's spoken to you and me.
The saying word of God.
And this is the saying word of God.
这个话是存记在心里头的。
And these saying word of God are to be treasured up into our heart.
不单单是在头脑里头。
These are not just head knowledge.
第四，上个月我们从第七节看见父母要把主的话教导儿女。
And fourthly, in verse 7, as we looked at last month,The parents are to teach God's word to their children.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart desire.
也是神设计成立家庭其中一个很重要的目的。
And this is one of the purposes why God has established and designed this family.
把主的话教导孩子主要的责任不在主日学老师。
The main responsibility of teaching God's word to the children are not rested upon the Sunday school teachers.
乃在父母。
And these responsibilities are on the parents.
因为父母跟自己的孩子有血肉之亲。
Because the parents have the blood and flesh relationship with their children.
他们生活在一起一个星期七天，一天二十四小时。
They live together 7-11.
神设立婚姻家庭其中一个很重要的目的是叫神的话，神的真理能够一代一代的传下去。
And one of the purposes of God establishing the marriage and family is so that His words can be carried on generation by generation.
当父母要把主的话教导儿女的时候，是要把自己存记在心中的神的话教导儿女。
When parents teach God's words to their children, they are to teach the saying word that they store up in their hearts to their children.
不单单是头脑的知识。
Not just the head knowledge of God's word.
并且是要将心中主的话很锋利的、很深入的进到儿女心中。
And also they are to impress sharply into God's word into their children's heart.
通过日常生活很实际的具体处境去跟儿女谈论神的话是可以怎样应用、怎样操练的。
It is through the daily circumstance of their normal life that they talk about God's word with their children.
这些都是我们上个月所交通到的。
All these are what we shared last month.
这个月我们仍然继续看把主的话教导儿女。
This month we continue to look at how to teach God's word to their children.
但是这一次我们的重点是借着祷告把主的话教导儿女。
But this time our emphasis is on how to teach God's word to the children by prayer.
讲道教导，不知道大家觉得什么算是成功的教导呢？
Concerning teaching, I don't know how you feel about a successful teaching.
或者说什么才是成功的老师呢？
Or what do you think a successful teacher is?
你们觉得怎样才算成功的教导？
What do you think?
把学生教懂。
To make the students understand?
是不是啊，这么简单。
Is that right? Easy?
把学生教懂就是成功的教导了。
If you can make your students understand, and then you are a successful teacher, is that right?
那么老师能够把某一门课教懂学生，他需要有什么条件呢？
So for a teacher to teach a subject to his students until they understand what is required from the teacher.
首先，俊芳，你点头是什么？对呀，自己要先明白。
Yes, we need to understand the subject ourselves.
我移民来澳洲之前呢，是在中学教数学的。
Before I migrated to Australia, I taught mathematics in high school.
我发觉有一些老师呢，他们对所教的数学不是很懂的。
I found actually some teachers didn't understand what they taught.
所以他们教学生的时候教的不清楚的。
So when they taught the students, it's not very clear.
学生不是很懂。
And the students couldn't understand clearly either.
其中还好。有一个呢，他愿意去学习的心。
And a good thing is one of the teachers is willing to learn himself.
有老师他愿意跟一些比较有经验的老师请教他不明白的课题。
So one of the teachers like to share with the other teacher and ask for advice from the experienced teachers about things that he didn't understand.
以致他在那些课题上就慢慢的能够教懂学生。
And as a result on those subjects, and he...Slowly, gradually, he was able to teach his students.
但是我移民到澳洲之后，发觉在澳洲的中学老师呢
？So after I migrated to Australia, I found the teachers, the high school teachers.
特别是那些叫理科的文科，我不懂，我不了解。
I don't know about arts and science, but those teachers who taught mathematics
理科的
and science teachers.
教理科的老师在澳洲不少是不明白那些中学理科的课程。
So many of those Australian teachers who taught science in high school, they themselves didn't really understand what they were teaching.
那些物理的概念他们不懂的。
They didn't understand the concepts in the physics.
他们自己不明白，怎能够把学生教得明白？
So how could they teach their students?To make them understand if they didn't understand themselves.
最糟糕的是他们不赶快去学习把不懂的弄懂。
The worst thing is they are afraid to learn the area that they don't know about to be able to understand those concepts themselves.
以致许多的学生受亏损。
So many of the students suffered loss.
这个现象不单只是发生在一般的政府中学。
And I found this phenomenon in not only government schools,
甚至一些名校私立的中学也是一样的。
But even in some private school, some famous school, I can see this phenomenon as well.
所以要做一个成功的老师，必须要自己懂得哪门课。
So to be a successful teacher, a good teacher, he needs to understand what he's teaching, first of all.
或者是愿意去努力去学那一门课。
Or he has a willing heart to learn what he's about to teach.
所以父母要把主的话教导儿女呢，需要自己认识主的话。
So likewise, for parents to teach God's word to their children, they need to know God's word first.
需要愿意去努力地追求认识主的话。
They need to have a willing heart to pursue until they understand God's word.
通过相信和顺服去经历主的话。
It is through trust and obey that they experience God's word as well.
为这个缘故，神在《生命记》第六章给父亲的吩咐当中呢，是先有第六节，才有第七节的。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6, when God gave these commandments to the fathers, first of all there is this verse 6, then followed by verse 7.
是先要父亲把主的话存记在心里，然后要父亲把主的话教导儿女。
So the fathers are first required to remember God's word in their heart, and then to teach their children of God's word.
所以在这里我们不能够不一再强调上次一周弟兄在这里所交通的有一件事。
So we can't emphasize anymore again on what Brother Ichu has shared here last time. There is one thing.
就是玛利亚按坐在主的脚前听主的话。
Which is Mary who sat quietly before God's feet and listened to God.
父亲不单只需要每天安静在主跟前读他的话。
Fathers need to not only sit quietly before God and read His word every day.
父亲也要为着领受经历主的话来向主祷告。
Fathers also need to pray to God so that He can accept and experience God's word.
通过在祷告中与神交通，默想神的话。
Through prayer, he fellowship with God and meditate on God's word.
通过祷告寻求主怎样去认识和应用主的话。
Through prayer, he seeks for God as how to apply his word.
通过祷告来聆听和领受圣灵要赐给父亲的rhema。
It is through prayer that he can listen to the Holy Spirit, the rhema that God is to bestow on him.
约翰福音十六章十三、十四节这样说。
John chapter 16, verse 13-17.
约翰福音十六章十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
John chapter 16 verses 13-14. But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you.
十三节中文翻译的明白在新约希腊原文里头是进入的意思。
In verse 13, the Chinese translation is very clear. The understand means to enter into.
所以在这里我们看见我们得以明白或者进入真理不是靠自己，乃是靠着圣灵。
We can see the understanding or the entering to all the truth is not by ourselves, but by the Spirit.
第二呢，圣灵是真理的灵。
And secondly, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他要把神的真理说出来，向我们说话。
He is to speak to us God's truth.
第三，圣灵这样做是有一个目的的。
And thirdly, there is a purpose why the Spirit does this work.
就是荣耀我们的主耶稣基督。
That is to glorify Jesus our Lord.
所以如果我们真的听见圣灵向我们说话，并且我们相信顺服的话呢？
So if we really heard the Holy Spirit speaking to us and we believed and obeyed,
是会有一个必然的后果，就是我们的主耶稣基督得着荣耀。
It will bound to have a result that is our Lord Jesus will be glorified.
不知道大家有没有类似的经历。
I don't know whether you have similar experiences.
就是当你接着祷告与神交通的时候。
That is,When you fellowship with God in prayer,
把你的喜怒哀乐向主倾吐的时候，
and when you pour out all your your happiness, sufferings, or your emotions before the Lord.
或者你为某一个人的需要向神代求的时候。
Or when you were interceding for someone's needs before God.
或者你为教会神的家的需要向神代求的时候。
Or when you're praying for the church's need before God.
或者你为了自己个人的需要向神求的时候。
Or when you are praying for yourself before God.
圣灵在你祷告当中向你说话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to you in your prayer.
成为你当时的鼓励、安慰或者责备。
Immediately it becomes the encouragement, the comfort, or the rebuke at that point of time.
或者启示你看见你代求的对象在神面前真实的需要是什么。
Or the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what is the true need of the person that you were praying for.
以致你能够按照神的心意针对这个需要来代求。
So that you could adjust your prayer and pray for this person according to God's will.
或者启示你当怎样为自己的需要祷告。
Or the Holy Spirit will enlighten you as to how to pray for yourself.
或者当怎样去行。
Or how to do, how to act yourself.
或者为你所代求的人做些什么。
It will also remind youas to how to do something for the person you're praying for.
然后你就在环境当中看见经历圣灵向你说话的能力和真实。
And then, through the circumstances and surroundings and happenings around you, you can see the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
在这个过程当中你就这样被圣灵引导进入真理。
And in this process, you are being led and by the Spirit and enter into the truth.
我们是怎样认识经历主的话呢?
How do we know and experience the Lord's word?
是圣灵通过在我们读圣经的时候把主的话启示给我们。
So through the reading the Bible, the Spirit reminds God's word to us.
通过我们祷告的时候把主的话启示给我们。
Through the prayer, the Holy Spirit reveals God's word to us.
通过安排在我们身边的环境把主的话启示给我们。
Through the circumstances around us, the Holy Spirit reveals God's word to us.
当一个基督徒这样经历圣灵的时候
When the Christian experiences the Holy Spirit in this way,
他就会经历神是一位又真又活的神。
He will truly realize that God is living.And God is true.
经历他的话是活泼有功效的。
He will have the experience that God's word is active and effective.
他就会越过越宝贵，认识、刻慕、认识神的话。
And he will treasure God's word, and he will seek for knowing God's word all the more.
胜过千万的经历。
He will desire God's word and cherish His word.More than thousands of gold and silver.
结果是主，我们的主能够在这个人身上得着荣耀。
And the outcome is this person will glorify God in this way.
当父母真实的认识神的话，他就能够把主的话教导儿女。
So when parents truly understand God's word, they then are able to teach God's word to his children.
现在我们回到原先的那个问题。
Let's now go back to the original question we had.
一个老师自己不懂要教到哪一门课，就不能够做一个成功的老师。
And a teacher couldn't be successful if he didn't understand what he's about to teach.
但是一个自己非常认识所教课题的老师，是否一定能够把学生教懂，做个成功的老师？
If the teacher himself is very good at it, knows about the subject very well, is he definitely a good teacher?
诶，金芳又摇头了。你为什么
？Why?
对，当然要懂，不够头脑的懂，理论的懂不够，还是要你懂得怎样应用是非常好。
So、the teacher is not to only know about the subject in his head is not enough.The teacher should be able to apply the knowledge before he can be a good teacher.
如果一个老师又懂又明白又懂得应用，是不是他就能够把那门课教懂学生呢？
So if a teacher knows the subject and can apply the knowledge, then can he definitely be able to teach the students and make them understand?
是不是呢？你知道有一些在大学里头，或者有些人他是很聪明，对那门课是很懂的。
You know, in the university, we can see very smart professors. They are very good at the subject they teach.
但是可能他们不是很能够教懂学生的。
But maybe they still can't teach the students well.
其中一个很重要的原因。
One of the reasons, very important reasons, is.
要成功的教懂学生，他需要了解他的学生。所谓因材施教。
One of the reasons is to be able to successfully teach his students. He need to know about his students, and which is to be able to teach according to different material.
一个父亲要成功把主的话教到儿女。
For a father to teach God's word successfully to his children.
他不单只自己要了解认识主的话。
Not only himself should know about God's word.
他也要了解认识自己的儿女。
He need to understand and know about his own children.
你认识你的儿女吗？
Do you know your children?
我们要接着祷告，去更多自己认识主的话。
Through prayer, we need to know more about God's word.
我们也需要接着祷告，求主帮助我们更多认识自己的儿女。
It is through prayer that we also ask God for helping us to know about our children.
主是好牧人，他说：“我认识我的羊。”
The Lord is the good shepherd. He said, "I know my sheep."
你认识主给你的小羊吗？
Do you know the little lambs and sheep that God gave to you?
你认识你自己的儿女吗？
Do you know your own child?
一个当代的作家和教育家叫 John Badalamon.
There's a modern writer and educator called John Badalamon.
他列出一个小考给父亲去做。
He wrote up a little quiz for the fathers to do.
一个小测验。
A little test.
不是特别限于基督徒的父亲的。
This is not only limited to Christian fathers.
叫他们看看自己有多认识自己的儿女。
This quiz is to show them how much they know about their children.
一共有二十题。
There were altogether 20 questions.
让我用中文把他们翻译出来。
Let me read them out for you.
请在座的父亲默默的思想和回答。
I ask all the fathers sitting here to think about them and answer in your heart.
这个小考的题目是：你对你的孩子有多了解呢？
The topic of this quiz is how much do you know about your children?
他说，大部分人可能觉得我们对我们的孩子蛮认识的。
It says most people think we know very well about our children.
甚至有时候我们觉得我们比起他们认识自己更认识他们。
And sometimes we even feel we know more than the children than what they know about themselves.
所以呢，为着要看看我们认识有多好呢，他就给了这个小考。
So let's see how well do we know our children.
他建议呢，就是父亲是个人自己单独的回答这个每一个问题，为你的每一个孩子。
He suggests the fathers answer the questions for each of their children.
做完以后回去翻查答案。
And after you've done it, go home and check the answers.
查看的方法可以直接问你的儿女或者是妻子。
And you can check your answers through.Asking your child or ask your wife.
并且把原本空白不懂的问题填上正确的答案。
And also fill the correct answers to the blank sheet.
第一条。
Number one.
最近你的孩子有什么成就 他最感到自豪的。
Recently, what achievement does your child have so that he feel very proud? He's very proud of.
第二，你孩子今年里头其中一个很大的失望是什么？
Secondly, in this year, what is the biggest disappointment of your child?
第三，你的孩子现在最宝贵的东西是什么？
Three, what are your child's current prized possession?
第四，你的孩子最喜欢的食物是什么？
Fourth, what is the favorite food of your child?
第五，你能够念出你孩子老师的名字吗？
Five, can you name your child's teachers?
第六，讲出两件过去两星期你孩子在学校里头做过的事情。
Six, name the two things your child did at school in the past 2 weeks.
第七，你的孩子在学校最感到最有挑战性的最困难的是什么？
What is the most challenging thing about school for your child?
第八，你的孩子喜欢学校的什么？
Eight, what does your child like about school?
第九，你的孩子在空余时间最爱做什么？
Nine, what does your child like to do in his pastime, spare time?
第十，你的孩子现在听哪一类的音乐？
Ten, what types of music does your child listen to?
十一，你的孩子和他的朋友喜欢那些电视节目、电影、演员、运动员呢？
Eleven, which TV shows, movies, actors or actress characters, or athletes are popular with your child and his friends?
十二，他最喜欢的三个网站是什么？
Twelve, what are his or her three favorite websites?
十三，你的孩子有参与那些社交的网站吗？好像 MySpace。Facebook, Club Penguin, 等等。
13. Does your child belong to any social networking websites like MySpace, Facebook, Penguin, Club?
14. 你有什么最叫你的孩子感到紧张呢？
14. What causes your child the greatest stress?
15. 谁是你孩子最接近的朋友？为什么他喜欢他们呢？
15. Who are your child's close friends and why does he have Why does he or her like them?
16. 谁是你孩子心目中的英雄和模范呢？
16. Who are your child's heroes and role models?
17. 你孩子长大以后喜欢成为一个怎样的人呢？
17. What would your child like to be when he grows up?
18. 现在有什么事情叫你孩子很不开心的呢？
18. What is something that really upsets your child?
19. 你的孩子喜欢跟你一起做什么呢？
19. What does your child like to do with you?
20. 你孩子喜欢你的什么呢？
20. What does your child love about you?
可能我读得很快，以致你们没有时间去思想。
Maybe because I read fast, you don't have enough time to think about them.
盼望所有的父亲都能够为你的一个一个的儿女拿到满分或者高分。
I really hope that every father will have a full mark for every single of your child.
如果这个小考你不及格，可以回去补考。
If you fail the quiz, you can go home and do it again.
一个不信主的父亲也去学习了解他的孩子。
Even a non-believing father learns to know about his children.
更何况我们信主的基督徒父亲，岂不更应该学习去了解我们自己的孩子呢？
Not mentioning a Christian father should even more learn about their children, to understand about them.
因为认识自己的孩子是很重要的。
Because it's so important to know well about your children.
这个季节影响我们跟孩子的关系。
It has a direct impact on the relationship between you and your children.
也影响我们是否能成功的把主的话教导孩子。
It also affects whether we can successfully teach God's word to your children or not.
如果在这个小考你拿到100分，我为你感谢神。
If you get a full mark from this quiz, I thank God for you.
也为你和你的孩子高兴。
I'm happy for you and your child.
我想神在天上看见，他也很喜悦。
I believe God in heaven, when He sees this, He will rejoice as well.
我鼓励你继续靠着主去认识你的孩子。
So I encourage you to continue to know well about your children by the strength of the Lord.
如果你小考不及格，请不要灰心。
Please do not be discouraged.
也不要惧怕。
And do not be afraid.
我们可以现在重新来学习，重新来到神面前学习做个了解孩子的父母。
We can start again to learn to be a father, a parent, know about your children.
他仍然有恩典为我们存留，救赎我们。
God's grace is sufficient. He still saves us.
救赎我们的儿女。
He still wants to save your children.
甚至在约珥书第二章二十五节这样说。
In Joel chapter 2 verse 25.
约珥书第二章二十五节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 25.
我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是王从、男子、马扎、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。
I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the grey locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you.
做父母的可以怎样重新学习认识自己的孩子呢？
How can parents?Start again to learn about their children.
是通过祷告。
Through prayer.
首先通过祷告求神帮助你我更多认识自己的孩子。
First, through prayer, ask God to help you to know more about your children.
神是听祷告的神。
God listens to the prayers.
他更喜欢随听这个合乎神心意的祷告。
And He's pleased with this prayer which is according to His heart will.
第二，学习多在神面前为孩子祷告。
And secondly, learn to pray for your children before God.
求主教导你如何为孩子代求。
And may God help you to learn to know how to pray for your children.
当你我学习为孩子的成长过程各方面的需要代求的时候。
When we're learning to pray for our children's need in their growth life before God.
圣灵会教导你我该怎样为孩子的需要祷告。
The Holy Spirit will teach you how to pray for all the needs of your children.
什么是孩子真实的缺乏和需要呢？
What is the true needs and lack of your children?
什么是你孩子的想法和感觉呢？
What is the feeling and emotion of your children?
什么是孩子正在面对的试探和挑战呢？
What is the temptations your children are facing right now?
什么是你孩子性格上的强处或者弱点呢？
What are the strengths and weaknesses of the personalities in your child?
神要怎样来训练培养他的品格呢？
How God's planning to train and to train the characteristics of your child?
他从神那里得着哪些的恩赐呢？
What gifts has your child received from God?
神在他身上已经有那些恩典的工作呢？
What has God already done in your child?
所以为孩子代求不是一直不停地向神说话。
So to pray for your children before God is not just to continue to speak to God.
而是有一个向神敞开的心。
But to have an open heart before God.
一个聆听神的耳朵。
Also an ear that listening to God.
一个受教者的舌头。
And a tongue that can be taught.
这样在代求的过程呢，圣灵是会帮助你我更多认识自己的孩子的。
And through the intercession for your child, the Holy Spirit will help you to know well and more about your children.
也更多认识神在你我的孩子身上的心意是什么。
And He will also teach you to know more about the heart desire of God through the Holy Spirit.
你这更懂得按照神的心意怎样的去为孩子代求。
And all these will help you to pray for your children better and according to God's will.
怎样我们的代求呢，在神面前就成为一个很有力量 和很有果效的一个侍奉。
And in this way, your intercession becomes a very powerful and effective ministry before God.
第三，是学习用祷告的心去聆听你孩子的心声。
Thirdly, we need to listen to our children with a heart of prayer.
今天做父母的容易犯上两个毛病。
Today, the parents are easy to make two mistakes.
要么就是忽略把主的话教导儿女。
One mistake is to ignore teaching God's word to their children.
要么就是只有不停地尝试跟孩子讲圣经的话。
The other is to keep talking to your child about God's word.
忽略了去认识他们。
And overlooked to know about their children.
忽略了用聆听的耳朵来听孩子的心声。
And they forgot they need to listen to their children's heart with a prayer heart.
我们说过要先了解儿女才能够有效地把主的话教导儿女。
We have said that we need to know about our children first before we can teach God's word effectively to them.
所以我们要先给儿女一个聆听的耳朵。
So we need to give them a hearing ear.
去听他们。
So we will listen to what our children say.
才能够赢得儿女给你一个聆听的耳朵来听你讲主的话。
And then can we win a hearing heart, a hearing ear from our children so that they will listen to us?
但今天有些父母是不停地对孩子的说话。
But today, many parents keep talking to their children.
不停地把自己的想法说给儿女听。
Keep repeating.What their own plans and what they want to say to their children.
他们想听不想听，你要不停地向他们说。
Whether our children want to listen or not, they just keep talking to them.
不停地把自己的对儿女的期望告诉孩子。
Keep telling their children their expectations.
甚至把自己对他们的不满和失望告诉他们。
And keep telling them the disappointment of the parents towards their children.
从来没有静下来。听听孩子的想法和感觉。
They never settle down and have a time to listen to what their children want to say to them.
当孩子，特别是在青少年的孩子呢，知道你不了解他们。
For young children, especially in the teenagers, if they know that you do not know what they need.
更糟糕的是知道你们不想去了解他们。
When the teenagers realize that the parents do not want to know about them,
他们就不想去了解你所讲的。
Then they don't want to know what you're talking to them.
包括你所讲的圣经的话。
Including the words relating to the Bible teaching.
所以一个做父母的需要用一个祷告谦卑的心去聆听孩子。
So a parent needs to listen to their children with a praying heart and a humble heart.
一个开放的心去了解认识自己的孩子。
They need an open mind to know their children.
一个爱跟接纳的心去洁净他们。
They need a loving heart to accept and cleanse their children.
好去赢回他们对你我的信任。
So that you can win back their trust to you.
赢回他给你我一个聆听的耳朵。
So that you can win back from your child a hearing ear from them.
这样你我就能够有效地把主宝贵的话语教导他们。
And in this way, you can start teaching God's word to your children effectively.
我们不单只讲到通过祷告自己多认识主的话，以这主的话教导儿女。
Not only do we mention that we need to pray and teach God's word to your children.
通过祷告去多认识自己的儿女。
And pray through prayer, we know about our children.
我们也要通过祷告去把主的话教导儿女。
It is also through prayer that we need to teach God's word to our children.
以弗所书第六章十七、十八节这样说。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 to 18.
十七节的下半段，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道， 靠着圣灵随时多方祈求祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
From the second half of verse 17, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
十七节，神的道，这个道呢，在新约希腊原文里头就是 rhema。
In verse 17, the word of God, the word means the rhema.
圣经是怎样描述这里的神的话呢？
How did God describe God's word?
是圣灵的宝剑。
It is the sword of the Spirit.
这个宝剑是圣灵的，不是我们的。
It is the sword of Spirit, not of ourselves.
我们运用它的时候呢，是需要靠着圣灵的，而不是靠着我们自己的学气或者智慧。
When we use the word of God, we need to use it in the Spirit, not through our own might and strength.
我们要靠着圣灵来祷告。
It is through the Spirit that we pray.
并且是随时多方的祷告祈求。
And we pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests.
在我们私下与主亲近的时候。祷告祈求。
In our private time with God, we pray and request.
为孩子们祷告祈求。
We intercede for our children.
在我们跟孩子交谈的时候祷告祈求。
When we talk with our children, we also pray and request.
求神帮助我们能够有个聆听孩子了解他们的耳朵。
We pray God, we ask God for a hearing ear so that we can listen to our children.
在我们把主的话教导孩子的时候祷告祈求。
When we teach God's word to our children, we pray and intercede.
求圣灵自己用圣灵的宝剑很锋利的、很准确的刺进孩子心灵的某一个地方。
We pray that the sword of spirit will impress onto our children's heart with the word of God.
叫他们深深的得着主的话，得着神自己。
So that they receive God's word deeply into their heart and they will receive the Lord himself.
现在我们再回到原先思想的那个问题。
Now let's go back again to the original question we had.
什么才算是最成功的教导呢？
So what is the successful teacher, most successful teacher?
是不是能够把学生教懂就是成功的老师呢？
Is it to teach the students and make them understand?
能够了解学生，因材施教，把学生教懂。已经是非常好了。
A teacher who can teach the student well and according to the different personality is already very good.
但是不是这样就是最成功的老师？
But can this qualify as the most successful teacher?
这一次军方没有表示了。因为比较难了这个。
It's getting harder and harder.
要做个成功的老师，完成了成功的教导，还需要什么？
To be a successful teacher and to be able to teach successfully, what else do we need?
一个成功的教导，就是能够提起学生学习这门课的兴趣。
A successful teacher can bring up the interest of the students so that they will become very interested in the subject they learn.
能够把学生教懂，学生只能够懂得从老师刚才所教的东西学好。
If you make students understand, all they can do is they can do the subject that you just taught them.
但是如果你能够提起学生对这一门课的兴趣呢，学生就能够自己主动的去继续的寻找这门课，学习更多更深的知识。
If you can cause your students to have the interest towards the subject he studied, then he will be interested to know more about the subject and to go further, step further.
所以既然提起兴趣，增加学生的学习的动力是这么重要，那么我们怎样去提高学生的兴趣呢？
So it is Since it's so important to motivate your students to learn, to study about this subject, how should we do that?
其中有一点是很重要的，就是老师自己本身要对这一门课是有兴趣的。
One thing is important. The teacher himself must have a strong interest to what he's teaching.
他对这门课是很热爱的。
He must love the subject himself.
这个热爱呢，是有感染力的，是有吸引力的。
And this love influences his students.
那么你我怎样提高儿女对神的话的兴趣呢？
So how do you and me enhance the interest of our children towards God's word?
怎样提高他们属灵的兴趣呢？
How do we cause them to have an appetite for the spiritual things?
我们自己需要对神的话有兴趣。
We ourselves must first grow this interest in us.
自己觉得神的话是很真实的，对实际生活很有帮助的。
We need to realize that God's word is true and it's so helpful in our daily life.
我们自己热爱神的话，宝贵神的话。
We first of all love God's word and cherish them.
这个能够影响孩子。
This will have a positive influence on our children.
反过来说。
On the opposite.
我们可以怎样减低儿女对主的话的兴趣？
How do we decrease the interest of our children towards God's word?
我想起我年轻的时候，在高中的时候一段的经历。
I remember when I was in high school.
那个时候，对主的话很有兴趣。
I was very interested in God's word.
很愿意花时间追求认识主的话。
I love to spend time to pursue His word.
当时教会里头有两个比我年纪大几岁的弟兄。
At that time, there were two brothers who were a few years older than me.
他们对圣经很熟悉。
They were so familiar with the Bible.
常常用圣经来教导别人。
They always teach others with God's word.
也常常用圣经来祷告。
And they pray in the word of God.
有很多很丰富的圣经的知识。
They have a very rich Bible knowledge.
我刚刚开始的时候，就因为这个缘故，觉得他们很属灵。
In the beginning, I felt they were so spiritual because of that.
但是我慢慢发觉他们的品格，他们对人的态度，与人相处并不是特别好的。
But gradually, I found that their personalities and how they deal with other people are not that good.
我也感觉他们里头有一点点的骄傲的味道。
I also felt that there was some pride in them.
我心中就慢慢起了一个问号。
Then there's this question mark in me.
为什么他们这样熟圣经，但是他们的生命都不吸引我的呢？
Why they know about the Bible so familiar, so well, but they can't attract me?
这个时候我对神的话的兴趣也慢慢减低了。
And at that time, my interest towards God's word grows smaller and smaller as well.
我就发觉读这么多的圣经，读这么多的属灵书有什么好处呢？
I found that even if I read so much Bible and so many spiritual book, what's the benefit of it?
加上当时个人的难处和软弱。
And plus I had weakness and my personal difficulties.
我就慢慢不爱读圣经，不想追求。
Gradually, I did not want to read the Bible. I did not want to pursue God.
只是每天基本的读一点点的圣经，当作尽了基督徒的责任。
I just maintain the basic Bible reading portion every day as if I have fulfilled my responsibility of being a Christian.
我有好一段时间就这样浪费了追求主的宝贵机会。
For a long period of time, I've wasted these opportunities to pursue God.
这个给我很深的印象。
This had impressed me a great deal.
所以做父母的要很小心。
So, the parents, be careful.
不要成为孩子对主的话的兴趣起了反面的作用。
Do not have a negative impact on your children for God's word.
好好真实的与神学习与神同行。
Learn to walk with God in reality.
神不要求我们完美完全的成熟。
God never expect us to be perfect, perfectly matured.
有一天我们会。
Yes, one day we will.
但是神不要求我们今天就是。
But God didn't request us to be that perfect today.
孩子也不会期待期望我们十全十美，不能够有任何的失败或者软弱。
And children never expect the parents to be perfect and no mistake.
但是神要我们在生命里头是在成长的。
But God requests we growing, keep growing in our life.
孩子要在我们身上看见我们在神面前是真实的。
The children want to see that we are true before God.
看见我们是要跟从神的。
Children want to see that we are following God.
是学习与神同行的。
And we are parents learning to walk with God.
以致他们因为我们对属灵的追求有兴趣，就被吸引了。
So that because we're interested in the spiritual thing, that our children will be interested as well.
最后，我们也可以用祷告来求主积极的在孩子身上工作，吸引他们，增加他们属灵的兴趣。
Finally, we can also pray for God to deal with our children directly so that they will grow an interest towards the Word of God.
所以我们要用时间祷告。
We need to spend time to pray.
叫主在我们的孩子身上有路。
So that God can make a way in our children.
在我们的家庭里头有路。
God can have His way in our family.
以致在神的家里头有路。
And God can have His way in the house of God.
不让亚玛利人得胜。
God will forbid the Amalekites to win.
通过我们祷告，神要叫仇敌蒙羞。
Through our prayer, God is to make our enemies to have the shame.
叫盗贼不能进来偷窃、抢夺、毁坏。
So that the thieves and robbers could not come in to do the work of destroy and stealing.
叫主的生命被人越去经历。
So that God's life can be experienced by His people.
并且得生命更丰盛。
And so that His people will receive an even more abundant life.
我们不要灰心。
Let's do not lose heart.
我们所要的是悔改。
What we need is repentance.
以赛亚书五十六章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
十四节十五节这样说。
14-15.
以赛亚书五十六章十四节，耶和华要说：“你们修筑修筑，预备道路，将绊脚石从我百姓的路中除掉。”十五节。啊，对，对不起，是五十七章。对不起，五十七章十四节。
Isaiah 57.
五十七章十四节十五节。
14-15.
耶和华要说：“你们修筑修筑，预备道路，将绊脚石从我百姓的路中除掉。因为那至高至上、永全永远长存的名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵通非谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。”
Verses 14-15, and it will be said, "Build up, build up."Prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people. For it is what the High and Lofty One says. He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in the high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
如果我们感觉 很软弱，很亏欠，甚至很失败。
If we feel rather weak and have lots of failure,
我们不要灰心。
Let's do not be discouraged.
乃是要悔改。
We need to repent.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悲谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人的灵苏醒，也使痛悲的人的心苏醒。
For this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, those whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy placeAnd also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
愿意我们忘记背后，努力面前。
May we all forget what is behind and press forward.
要得神在基督里头造我们而得的赏赐。
To gain the prize which God prepared for us when we were made.
忘记背后，努力面前。
To forget what is behind.
叫我们的孩子能够从能够得着神要得着他们的。
So that our children will gain what God wants to gain them.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们就把这些话交在你的恩手当中。
Lord Jesus, we commit these words onto your gracious hand.
你的这些话能够叫讲的、翻的、听的人一同的蒙恩典。
So that the speaker, the translator, and the listener will all receive your grace.
我们仰望主你圣灵自己的工作。
We look upon.The work of your Holy Spirit.
叫我们不灰心。
Help us not to lose heart.
乃是更多更深认识你的恩典。
But to more and more, deeper and deeper to know your grace.
认识你的心意。
To understand your heart's desire.
认识你是听祷告的神。
To realize that you are a God who listens to our prayer.
能够越过我们一切的软弱。
So you can surpass all our limitations and weakness.
成就你的心意。
And you can accomplish your will.
在我们自己的家庭当中。
In our families.
在神的家，在教会当中。
In the house of God, in the church.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in precious Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.